producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Two more drop out of the Republican race for president. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America Tonight. How are you doing in your hamlet? I like to say that this show is about the buzz in your backyard. So, the big buzz is over the fact that Carly Fiorina and the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, wow, his fates and fortunes have certainly fallen. Think about it. Just a couple of years ago, it was Henry Kissinger who called him and tried to talk him into the fact that, hey, you need to run for president. And he was on the cover of Time magazine. Then there was that little problem with the bridge. And personally, I don't think he ever recovered from that. So Chris Christie with the low numbers in New Hampshire and Carly Fiorina with the low numbers as well, sent them running for greener pastures, so to speak. Perfect time for Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News to jump on. Ellen, thanks so much for joining us late. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
So Carly's gone and Chris Christie, I just said, remember Chris Christie a couple years ago, you and I were talking about him. Everybody was in love with him. Remember the whole Sandy thing, and then he was with Obama, and people didn't like that. But I think the bridge really tanked him a lot.
I think the bridge tanked him, and frankly, I was at an event with him in Iowa, and it wasn't off the record. It was a fundraiser, but it was given by some friends of mine. So I went, and the media was there, so I'm not telling anything that happened in a fundraiser that I shouldn't be telling. And one of the people said to him, "What would you do your first day as president?" And he said, "Well, I'd fire everybody that Obama hired that, you know, wasn't government, and there was an appointed position." And this person said, "Why?" And he said, "Because they wouldn't necessarily be loyal to me." And I'm going, "What?" I mean,
whoops.
You know, it's like I said, and I walked up to the person that was working for him in Iowa, and I said, "You got to cut this guy out saying this kind of thing. You just don't fire people wholesale because they were hired by somebody else, because there are a lot of Republicans that work in the administration."
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting. So, you know, so
it was saying things like that I think got him into trouble. Now, Donald Trump seems to be able to say things, but that's because, as I say, people vote for president by who they want in their living room for the next, 4 years, and they've already had Donald Trump in their living room, and so they're willing to invite him back.
Yeah, he's got the fame buzz. So Carly Fiorina is also out, but do you think that she's now on people's radar screens?
Radar screens for VP, you mean?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. She brings nothing to the table, really. She had a questionable, you know, time as she when she left Hewlett Packard. I interviewed her at the Republican convention and was not overly impressed 4 years ago, or almost 4 years ago. So I think she doesn't bring anything to the table. So let's look. If Trump is going, he may go with somebody like Kasich because Kasich's Ohio, or he may go with a Hispanic person. My guess is that he would go more with Kasich. And then, but he's going to choose somebody that's going to bring something to the table. He's very smart. And what is Carly? She doesn't bring a state to the table. And as we say, so goes Ohio, so goes the nation.
Yeah, no kidding. And how about that? You're from Ohio. Kasich showed up pretty good in New Hampshire.
Well, I was very impressed. You know, I did one of those you choose it kind of things or whatever it's called. And the first person I came out with was Bernie, and the second person was Hillary, and the third person was Kasich.
Wow. Wow.
So obviously, you know, and that's my, what am I going to say? You know, I'm a wacky liberal, so that's, I do news, but I'm a wacky liberal, and that's how it is. But I think that it's very interesting. It's also that one of the people who spent the least amount of money was Trump. He gets all this free publicity. Jeb Bush spent a lot of money in the state.
Yeah, he sure did. So, Jeb Bush, how long does he hang on? I mean, they're bombarding South Carolina with ads.
A week, 3 weeks from tonight, you and I are going to be having this conversation.
Right.
And what we're going to know in 3 weeks is that we will have had the South Carolina, we will have had two different voting primaries, a Democrat, a Republican first, and then a Democrat, and same in Nevada. And then we're going to have Super Tuesday, which I believe is 18, don't hold me to it, 18 states. So by 3 weeks from tonight, we will have had 22 states weigh in. That's a lot of states. Will have a much better sense of the race in just 3 weeks.
Wow, absolutely incredible. All right, Hillary Clinton, I'm reading all this stuff about the scandal growing. What's happening here? What do you know? What's the buzz in D.C.?
Oh, well, it depends which scandal. I mean, there is the scandal of the delegates. Mm-hmm. And as you know, she won 6 out of 6 coin tosses in Iowa, and people are saying that is against the laws of chance. So that's, and then there's the issue of the delegates because of the superdelegates that supposedly she wound up with as many delegates as Bernie did coming out of New Hampshire. So there's a scandal about superdelegates. Superdelegates are people who are either committee members or congressmen or governors in a particular state. And they're called superdelegates, and they're not committed delegates the same way that people who vote are. So that's scandal one. And, of course, scandal two is the email scandal, and particularly around this email scandal under a Freedom of Information Act, there is this question about whether it was her press person who was saying that if they wanted to cover it, they had to do this, this, or this in the press article, and apparently they did it. So now there's a question about freedom of the press. My guess is that Hillary Clinton probably had very little to do with that. That was probably overzealous press people, and because I know these guys.
Yeah, I like that. All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Media News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So you heard Ellen, and again, as she always loves to tell us, and she's right, you know, you look at what's happened, and Tina, I have had this conversation. We watched when Carly jumped in, and really from the get-go, Trump attacked her on the whole Hewlett-Packard deal and how she wasn't the best, and, you know, she didn't pop enough. She had a couple of good moments on the stage, but she's not the Republican woman that's going to take the nation by storm, and so probably no females after this. Doubtful, Ellen says it too, as far as a VP candidate's concerned, most likely Kasich, unless it's Susana Martinez out of New Mexico, or Nikki Haley, of course, the governor of South Carolina, although she infuriated the party with a few of the things that she's done lately, and there is also the flap over the flag, the Confederate flag, and that's attached now to Nikki Haley a little bit, enough that this time probably passes through. She might make it onto the big stage, but I don't think this is going to be her time at all. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, it is the time for love. If you haven't gotten your Valentine a card, you better hurry up and hustle out there. You have a couple of days to do it. We're going to talk to John and Julie next about the subject of love, baby. The Man's Guide to Women next. Midnight drive. It takes a miracle just to survive. Buried animals call your name. You keep on sleeping through the pouring rain. I think we're going.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Night, are you feeling the love? If you're not, and you have somebody special in your life, you better get with it, because you have a handful of days. Roses are red, violets are blue. I think I'm really going to miss you, because one thing about women, and I think this with men too, I don't know if it's a forced holiday. I like to think you just want to always recognize your significant other. But when you don't do it on Valentine's Day and it's so in your face, oh, people hate that, meaning the significant other feels like they've been jilted. You forgot Valentine's Day. So I'm so excited to welcome to the show John and Julie Gottman, and the book they have out is The Man's Guide to Women. And check this out. They're the founders of the world-famous Love Lab at the University of Washington. Oh, I want to go visit that Love Lab. John's with us, and we're getting Julie. So, John, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
So tell me about the Love Lab. I'm sorry, I wasn't even familiar with it. I think it is the coolest thing. What do you do at the Love Lab?
Well, we've done a lot of research on relationships, following couples for as long as 20 years, and observing them with cameras, and also wiring their bodies so we can look at their physiology synchronized to their behavior, and interviewing them and kind of understanding their relationship as much as we can. Like, for example, we took 130 newlywed couples just a couple of months after the wedding, and we followed them for 6 years as many of them became pregnant and had babies, and then we studied the way they interacted with the babies and followed the babies as they developed. So we found that we can actually predict the future of a relationship with over 90% accuracy by just observing them for 15 minutes.
Wow, for 15 minutes. How long did it take you, because obviously lots and lots of research, that had to be a big moment. How long did it take to discover that?
Well, we actually were quite surprised when we discovered that about 40 years ago at Indiana University, I teamed up with my best friend, Bob Levinson. He was best man at my wedding, Julian, my wedding. And we've been studying relationships for the past 43 years and following couples as long as 20 years, just observing them every 6 years and seeing how their relationships go. And so we've studied couples from the dating phase all the way through to couples in their 90s. And we've also studied gay and lesbian couples for a dozen years as well.
Wow.
And we've discovered principles that really allow us to understand what makes relationships work.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. I was just going to ask Julie that. Julie, welcome to the show. And there's the setup question. John gave it to both of us. What really works in a relationship? What have you discovered?
Well, there are several things that work really well. One is responding to your partner's bids for connection. We found that was incredibly important when we created an apartment lab and watched couples for 24 hours to see how they would behave in just natural circumstances. And what we learned is that an astonishing 86% of the time, couples who were really successful in the future would turn towards their partners, meaning they would really respond to their partner's bids for interest, for attention, for cuddling, for warmth, just for conversation. But the couples who weren't doing so well would respond only about 33% of the time. So there was a huge difference between how couples really turned towards each other that created strong friendship, created even better passion and romance in their relationship. That was one thing. Another thing is that couples who did well manage conflict very differently than those who did not do well.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones who did really well treated their partners with more respect. They were more gentle. They didn't criticize their partner. They didn't express defensiveness if their partner raised a complaint. They would acknowledge a little responsibility for something their partner was unhappy about. And they definitely wouldn't express contempt. That is really blaming the problem on a personality flaw of their partner from a position of superiority. That was the kiss of death for relationships. So they would avoid that as much as possible.
Wow, that's
and the man's
revealing.
Guide to women really shows how important men were in this equation.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. What did you find and what have you flushed out in your new book?
Well, you know, they're really just a set of principles that help men understand what it is that women really want.
What do women really want?
Well, the first thing they really want is somebody they can trust. As somebody who's there for them. And, you know, when they're upset, when they really want to talk, somebody who listens, you know, a guy who says, okay, baby, you know, talk to me. I'm here. I'm listening to you. As opposed to a guy who says, hey, you know, stop being so negative. Stop being so needy. I mean, you know, come to me when you're more cheerful.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think women want men to listen. But, John, you know this. A lot of men do not listen. They get that stare in their eye, and they're not really paying attention. So how do you get them to pay attention?
Well, a lot is because guys feel a sense of responsibility to make the woman feel better. And it's much better if they don't take responsibility for it, if they just listen in order to understand what she's saying and empathize without taking responsibility for it. And we call that attunement. And that's one of the skills we try to teach in this Man's Guide to Women.
Awesome.
Let me ask,
Julie, if somebody wants to get the Man's Guide to Women, where can they get it? Amazon?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And what do you want to throw in, Julie?
that listening really helps women, especially if they're feeling very stressed about something outside the relationship. Good listening, just empathizing, showing interest by asking questions, helps the woman feel less alone. And helping her feel less alone, feeling understood, is really what reduces the stress for the woman, as opposed to fixing the problem for her or thinking the man has the solution to it, which only makes her feel a little condescended to. It doesn't really help.
Yeah. How about chocolate? Does chocolate fix everything?
Chocolate does fix everything, especially in this family.
I love that, in this family. So yeah. You guys have been married for a while. Obviously, it's worked out for you, so you practice what you've found in your own marriage?
We do.
We try to, and when we fail miserably, you know, we can point to the other person and say, you call yourself a marriage expert? Which is a lot of fun.
I love it. You two are a delight. Happy Valentine's Day, and everybody go and pick up The Man's Guide to Women so you can understand your partner. One of the keys, listen, guys, listen. John and Julie, thanks.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was fun. So chocolate. Chocolate flowers. I think that can solve a lot of the problems. But I like what they said. Both of them echoing the same dealio. So you got to listen, guys. That's the problem. You got to listen. And, of course, the whole thing about criticizing and you can't have contempt, and that's the jumping on the other person when you're frustrated. That's when you need to drive around the block a few times or go to Starbucks and cool off, take a breath. It'll be okay. Hey, coming up next, we're going to be talking about fans. You know how I feel about sports in general. In fact, also on this show, we're going to let you hear what Peyton Manning had to say after the parade. A very good source of mine tells me that Peyton is going to step away, but he will not say it. So when is he going to say it, if that's true? Ruby Newell-Legner joins us, and she is the woman behind 7-Star Service, turning every customer into a fan. And it is mind-blowing the places that she has been, the people that she has worked with, and how many teams? 29 sports teams. But it goes beyond sports, but 29. And one of my, of course, newly adopted hockey teams with my family living in Tampa, go Bolts! She's got some great stories with her connection to the Tampa Bay Lightning. But they're really the Bolts now. Everybody calls them the Bolts. When you go there, you see all the banners that are up and stuff. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Hang with us! That's coming up around the bend with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight.
Love is real. Real is love.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
So, are you a fan? Do you know what it means to be a fan? I am with probably the world's biggest fan, the fan of so many people, so many organizations, and she has such a cool job. Ruby Newell Legner, 7-star service, and really, I love the tagline, turn every customer into a fan. I also like the fact that she is revolutionizing the fan experience for sports, leisure, and entertainment. But has she ever met the Kardashian sisters? Have you ever met the Kardashians? That's what I want to know.
They are not members of my fan club, so no.
Yeah, I don't even know what they're fans of. All right, Ruby, so it's a basic question, and I kind of get the fan thing, too. What is a fan? In your mind, what does the word fan mean?
A fan is a person who has extreme loyalty and really is a diehard person who is an advocate for the team and actually really thinks about all the elements that go along with it. So if a father is going to take his son to their first game, that takes the next level of and passes it on for another generation. So a family outing can, you know, they can get away from the world and just think about how fun it is to go to a sports event. That's a fan as well. There's the casual fan. There's the invested fan who, you know, buys a season ticket or even a suite and really brings their business around that. So they're all different levels of fans.
Yeah, you know, I love what you said there. It's about passing it on, too, to your kids because you're in our satellite studio. Of course, the mothership is in Minneapolis. But if you look around the studio, I have Philadelphia Phillies around me, because that reminds me of my mother and my upbringing. Since as kids, she took us to the games, and my brother and I loved it. My first baseball game, I was 5 years old, and I can still remember it. It was the Phillies and the Mets. I write about it in my book, Invade the Man Cave, because it had such an impact on me. And I guess my love for sports grew from that and that loyalty, and I became a fan, just like my mother was a fan. Okay, so you've worked with, speaking of the Phillies, never the Phillies. You need to work with
not
the Phillies.
Yet. Not yet, but I'm hoping someday.
All right, she needs to work with the Phillies so that I can get there on the field again. I guess I could as a media member, but you've worked with 29 sports teams. Recently, you just did your 29th, and that's the Detroit Pistons. What was it like hanging out with the Pistons? I love their coach, Stan the Man.
Well, I worked with Stan the first time when he was with the Orlando Magic, and I have great admiration for him. So I was really excited to hear when he went to the Pistons. Working with the Pistons is a great thing right now. They're on the up, and they're really looking at doing a lot of things a little bit differently. And so when they really recognize the fan experience, they asked me to come in and talk about how they can create that from within their organization. They're very eager to learn, and they're anxious to take their experience up a level. So they've done a great job, and it was a great working experience for me.
You also worked with, I mentioned, the Tampa Bay Bolts. You know, they just call them the Bolts now. And you had great experiences there, but you say they really wanted to turn things around, and you have a great story that you told me off the air about Tampa, and it was brilliant that they invested in what you had to offer. So tell us what happened with Tampa when they went to the playoffs.
Actually, I was there for the playoffs. This was about five years ago. And it was their first time in the playoffs in a couple of years. I went to the first game, and I was really surprised because I thought everybody would be as excited as I was to be there, but the staff was just kind of ho-hum and down in the dumps, and they were tired. It had been a long season, a little bit longer when they get into the playoffs, and I thought, wow, I need to take some pictures, talk with the executives, and the next morning I just told the executives that, you know, they haven't invited their staff to be part of the experience. So over a two-year period, we worked with them, and we really acknowledged all the efforts that every one of the staff members, there's probably 1,800 people in the building that really impact the fan experience. And it was such a delight, and oh man, what a turnaround. We went from 4,000 season ticket holders, actually they call them season ticket members there, to 10,000 season ticket members. And the owner, Mr. Vinnick, was so pleased with the turnaround, and I'm so proud of them because they've done such a great job. And here's the bottom line, they did it themselves. I provided the guidance and I facilitated it, but bottom line is they created it.
And they did something really cool, too. Check this out, guys. Can you imagine if you were a season ticket member and you find out that you're going to get this special jersey, and I don't even want to give it away. It has to do with the jersey and the chip and what happens then when you go and get food throughout the season. Ruby, tell us about that story, because I think that is just brilliant. I think other teams should pick it up for sure.
One of the cool things that Mr. Vinnick did as an owner to appreciate all the fans in that 10,000 mark, too, it was really exciting. He purchased jerseys for every one of the season ticket members. We had them labeled STM, had a little logo on it. They were custom jerseys. They got to choose the number on them, the size, and the name that they put on the back. And it was an experience even to get the jersey. So not only was it a cool thing that they did it 3 weeks before the season opened. The building was still closed. It was under construction, so it was pretty crazy. And we were able to pull it off and make sure everybody had a great experience doing it. The chip went into the sleeve, and it was sewn into the sleeve, and if they wove the chip in front of the cash register, and they were a season ticket member, and it was attached to their account, they got 25% off merchandise and 35% off any concessions within the building. So here's a great motivator to wear that jersey. We wanted to have blue in the stands the first night for opening night, and we accomplished that.
Wow, so that's a great idea. Plus the whole, you're like a walking coupon. Be a walking coupon. Who doesn't want to get a discount? So here's the other thing. In working with Tampa and working with all these other great organizations, and people always ask me this, and we just went through the Super Bowl. Wow, what's the best seat you ever had, Kate? How close were you to the field? And the answer for me was, well, I traveled with the Dallas Cowboys, so I had one of the best seats in the house. And I was on the field a lot. I've been in over 400 locker rooms, so I've seen it from a different point of view. You had a great Super Bowl experience. I mean, those two tickets probably would have been $5,000. Who knows how much they were? But tell the listeners about a Super Bowl that you went to and you, how close you were.
It was 2013, and I just spent 2 years working with the San Francisco 49ers. I was so honored when they called and offered me an employee ticket. And I already had my plane ticket. I had a hotel, but I didn't have a ticket. And when the employees stepped forward and offered me to purchase one of those, it was amazing. Then I found out where my seats were. Second row end zone. It was amazing. I watched Beyonce from the side, but I watched half of the stadium light up and half of it not light up. I have great pictures of that. It was an awesome memory that I will never forget.
And see, you said that awesome memory. I was trying to put this in perspective for some people the other day. It is pretty electric when you're there in the stands at the Super Bowl, isn't it?
It's an unbelievable experience because everyone is there, and it's like a true fan experience where you're in the moment and you're watching all of it firsthand. It's not like delayed on TV or there's not interruption by commercials. And we were sitting right in front of the photographers. So row one was for the photographers. So we watched them take all their pictures, and then they would cycle through the pictures. So it was like an instant replay right in front of us. So it had entertainment factors all the way through.
You've met a lot of really cool people, like I've had the privilege to meet. And to me, it's always it seems like the bigger the name, sometimes the more humble they are. But what's one of your best brushes with fame ever across the board? And you've traveled all over the place. You've met a lot of people. It doesn't have to be an athlete. What do you think one of your best brushes of fame? Tony Robbins? You meet Tony Robbins? Motivational speaker times 10. Who have you met that really just thought, wow, this is really cool?
There's been some really great interactions with players when I work with the different teams, but one of my most memorable one was I was sitting on an airplane getting ready to go to San Antonio to get ready to work with the Spurs, and a gentleman was sitting beside me. Actually, he was already in his seat when I got on the plane, and he kind of had his head down, and he had his headset on, and he was saying all these really nice things like, oh, I'm really sorry, and, you know, it's really too bad. I really feel bad for you. But his voice was so kind, and now I'll describe this guy before I tell you who it was, and maybe you'll know who he is. He is a major, major Mohawk, blonde hair, spiky, lots of tattoos, very tall guy, and he played basketball. So if you're guessing that it was Chris Anderson, you are right. It was Birdman. And I was sitting beside him, but I didn't really notice who he was right away. And he had his headset on, and I heard him say at the very end of the call, okay, Mom, goodbye. Goodbye, Mom. Hope you feel better. It was like he was talking to his mom. I mean, he was such a nice guy. He ended up going to San Antonio to film a movie. Same time I was going to San Antonio to work with the Spurs, so we had a nice chat along the way, and that was really a fun encounter, no doubt.
Yeah, I love that story. That's great. And see, there, it's what I say. It's so random when you're on a plane. You never know who you're going to sit next to. So, 7-star service with a 7.com to find out more about Ruby, because I'm sure people are very, very curious. What about the coolest country that you've ever been to? Because you've traveled overseas.
I do a lot of work over in Dubai, so United Arab Emirates is one of my very favorites. And actually, the name of my company, 7-Star Service, came from all my work with the Burj Al Arab and Jumeirah Group, which is over in Dubai. I have 29 clients over there that I work with, mostly in the leisure and entertainment mode. And got a call back to go back to work with some sports teams, too. So I'm looking forward to going back.
Awesome. Ruby, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Kate. Thank you.
Yes, great stories. I love the story about the jerseys. Seriously, how cool is that? I mean, how special would you feel? And look at that stroke right there, how it increased the sales, because that's treating the fans right. That's increasing the visibility of kind of wrapping your arms around your community by saying, yeah, we love you. We're going to do a few things for you. We're going to make you feel special, not give me your money for XYZ for the tickets. And, you know, there are those owners and there are those franchises out there. And if they're smart, they jump all over this whole idea of 7-star service without a doubt. What a delight to have Ruby Newell Legner on the show. Stay with us. We'll be back with more here on America Tonight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Make you a little bit nervous when you hear the stories of these cruise ships that are battered for different reasons and they have to limp back into port. And this was a case with the cruise ship here that basically saying storm battered. So a cruise ship just smashed by a major storm in the Atlantic Ocean had to return to its New Jersey port. Royal Caribbean's Anthem of the Seas docked at Bayonne, Cape Liberty, after 9 o'clock on Wednesday. The passengers cheered. I mean, they were just screaming, cheering. It had to be escorted by two tugboats and a Coast Guard cutter as well. The ship had 4,500 passengers, 1,600 crew members. What a romantic cruise. When it departed on Saturday on a 7-day cruise to the Bahamas, but the cruise ship sailed into a major winter storm on Sunday. So the winds were so crazy, crazy wild. But check this out. The waves as high as 30 feet just tossed the boat around like it was nothing. So Royal Caribbean said four passengers had minor injuries. The ship had some damage. And the passengers who are going to get a full refund, and they get a certificate toward 50% off a future cruise. But the good news is, of course, they were screaming and cheering because they were able to get off the boat. Get me on land, please. It had to be pretty scary when you were being tossed around like it was nothing. I mean, what if that thing capsized? The waves were so high. Speaking of capsizing, that's it for Chris Christie. He's done. He's out. He's gone back to New Jersey. He suspended his campaign. And Carly Fiorina, same thing. She suspended her campaign. They were not getting the numbers. They knew it. So why spend more money to try to turn things around? Because it was doubtful that they were going to be able to turn things around. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Jack Alexander. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
I'm doing well since my Broncos finally won the Super Bowl and I got to watch it, yes.
I bet. You know, Ruby, who was just on the show, she's from Colorado, and of course, obviously, that's her hometown team. And she said when she flew back into Denver, it was like it was the colors of the Broncos right there in the sky. It was almost so apropos for her to see that. But they had the big parade. It was pretty exciting.
I would imagine it would be, but I am actually going to stick up for Cam Newton.
You are?
And I am.
So because, stick up for him.
Okay. Now, all the interviews that I've read post the game, Peyton Manning said he came up, he congratulated, he was very polite, cordial, respectful, and so on. But what got me was the absolutely asinine questions by the sports media. You know, wanting Cam Newton to describe in gory detail how his guts have been ripped out. I mean, time and time again, they're essentially asking him the same stupid question. Of course he's dejected. Of course he's down. But wanting to just basically describe how he feels like committing harakiri because his team lost, it was a sad day for sports journalism, I thought, and I do not blame Cam Newton one little bit for saying, bugger this, I'm out of here and walking out. You know, the questions were really ridiculous. And I really have a beef about these post-event interviews, especially for those that have lost, because it seems that the media just wants to rub salt into the wound. You know, describe how you're feeling about losing. You know, what did you do wrong? The poor kid, it was his first time in the Super Bowl, and, you know, he hasn't even had a chance to process what has gone on. And, you know, they're wanting him to basically lay it all out on the line and eviscerate his emotions for the world to see. I mean, give the kid a chance.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought it was. I agree with you. It was too much.
Yeah. You know, he tried to answer the questions. You know, I can imagine that he, you know, in that sort of situation, he is very emotional. And I think the reason the one-word questions was, he might, had he have said more, he may have been too tempted, or more to the point, not tempted, but accidentally slipped in some of those 7 words that the FCC doesn't allow to get broadcast. I mean, when you're emotional, you don't have the restraint to hold a lot of those things back. So by keeping the answers short, he kept in control, but when they kept asking the same question over and over again, it was like, that's it, I'm out of here. And if the NFL fines him for it, I'll open up a GoFundMe account to try and raise the money to pay the fine if the NFL try and fines him over it. I mean, it was just absolutely disgusting behavior by the sports media.
Yeah, you know what, I'm going to agree with you. I think it's one thing to ask questions, but then there's a point where you're over the top, and that was over the top.
Well, the question was over the top to start with.
Yeah.
And not only that, the one thing I've noticed is that a lot of sports people in general are not trained to deal with the media, especially an overly critical media like in this case. I'll go back to one of my other pet beefs when it comes to sports journalism. You know, swimmers just getting out of the pool, they're trying to qualify for the Olympics or what have you. They're not even up the ladder yet, and they've got a microphone shoved down their throat. You know, this is essentially the same thing. Let them catch their breath. Let them process the information.
Yeah.
This so far would have been a career highlight for Cam Newton's, very young NFL career. And I agree with some of the comments that Peyton has made in the last few days. He has an extremely bright future ahead of him, and there is no doubt that Cam Newton will play in another Super Bowl and lead whatever team he's playing for on to victory.
I agree with you. I mean, I wish I could find fault, but I agree. I think eventually that's what's going to happen with Cam Newton. I love how you laugh. It's like, I'm not going to tee you up. I totally agree. And you're a sports fan. Obviously, I'm a sports fan. And, you know, he did talk to the media on Tuesday. He was willing to do that when the Panthers were cleaning out their lockers. And, you know, Tom Brady said the exact same thing as Cam Newton about losing, and no one seemed to care there. So, yeah, it's I think Cam Newton is for real, and he'll be back. And he's 26 years old. And you're right, we'll see him eventually win a Super Bowl. I really think so.
I've got a joke for you.
Let's hear it.
Okay, we should be thankful that Bernie Sanders, that Roger Goodell is the head of the NFL and not Bernie Sanders. Otherwise, Peyton Manning would have been forced to give his second Super Bowl ring to Cam Newton.
That's good. Touche. I love it, Jack. A bright light. That was funny. Thank you so much. And talking about Cam Newton again, he changed the tune a little bit. He was not happy, obviously, after the loss. And I think that, frankly, I think Carolina was a little bit stunned. And he hadn't actually talked about the criticism for walking out on reporters after only a handful of questions after Super Bowl 50, the loss to Denver, and for a few other things that happened. And I guess the criticisms, that was it. And he did the right thing by then talking to the media, and I think he clears that up. So good for him. Thanks so much for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. Rock on.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.